the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hey, Cam.
Hi.
Hey,
Cam. Good, how are you guys?
So, we're not going to unleash our feminine rage on you, don't worry.
Yeah,
don't
worry. I bought some records in.
What do we got?
You're safe.
It's release day at Southbound.
Yeah.
Very exciting. All of these are on the shelf. Come on in and check them out. The first one we brought in today, Tev Falco, Desire on Ice, brand new album from Tev Falco of Panther Burns.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really great album. It's that like rockabilly blues sound.
Awesome.
Recorded at Sam Phillips studio in Tennessee, which has had like, you know, heaps of great sessions in at the Yardbirds. Who else? John Prine, Willie Nelson's recorded there. So real legendary recording studio. There's some awesome features on here as well. John Spencer of John Spencer's Blues Explosion and Bobby Gillespie's on here as well. So
you
really have a bit of a range of everything. We've kind of gone back to that classic like rockabilly blues sound, which, you know, Tev Falco does really, really well. But also got some like jazz influence in there as well, which is really cool to hear. The track we brought in, Doomsday Baby, you can definitely hear that on. That's the one with Bobby Gillespie on it. But yeah, this is like his 14th album now, so he's kind of honed in on a sound. He knows what he's doing. Their first album was like 1980 something, early 80s, and released on Rough Trade, so come a long way since then. But yeah, the brand new one from Tev Falco on beautiful black ice colored vinyl.
Whoa.
So not just your standard black ice.
Very nice.
Very exciting.
Okay, let's listen to Doomsday Baby, shall we?
Let's do it.
These people don't look like us. They don't smell like us. They don't walk like us. They don't swear like us. Their eyes look strange and they have funny names. They pray to gods we don't understand. Their children throw stones when our soldiers try to shoot them. They all live in hovels, but we bulldoze them.
We are masters of their miserable fate. For mercy they get down on their knees and pray. But we're superior in every way. There is sex, baby.
We warned them for dropping bombs, but we closed their borders, trapped them inside and blew up their schools, burned out their churches, terrorist martyr fools. But if in fear they run, we shoot them in the back for fun.
We show no tolerance. That we have sucked the cock of arrogance. We're the master race and they're insects, baby. They're insects, baby. It's Doomsday, baby.
Those people are worthless scum, except for the maritime rights they own. They're easy to steal from. They deserve no rights of their own. Only reason we're fighting this war, after all, is for gas and oil off their shore. Wipe them out. Winner takes all.
Okay, so
cool.
Jazz and rockabilly blues, that's a fun combo, eh?
Yeah, this one definitely more jazz inspired. You can, you can kind of get that feel more.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, this would be like a great like end of a dinner party situation. Chuck this record on and I think things would start happening.
Do a bit of swing dancing maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Would you swing dance to this? I don't know.
Totally. You could swing dance to it. Why not?
I feel like you could swing dance to just about anything. If you got the right spirit.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so Tev Falco's new album, Desire on Ice. Fantastic.
That's really cool.
The next one, I was just kind of saying how this is a bit of a mixed bag. That one more jazz inspired. It's got some rockabilly blues stuff on there as well. This one also a bit more, you know, all over the place in terms of genre, which is really great. It's the debut album from, I'm going to say Jovial. Is how you pronounce it.
Yeah,
or it could be Jovial. I don't know.
Jovial.
a London-based musician. Mm-hmm. This one, very similar to that Ya Ya Bay record that came out recently. Quite similar sounding, and again, kind of like bounces genre a lot, and kind of takes you on a little journey as you go through. It traverses a lot. You're getting a lot of kind of range in what her sound is, and for a debut, that's really great because you can kind of, you know, get a little bit of every side of what they're doing musically. And yeah, just a really, really great debut. It's on Ghostly International as well, Mary Lattimore, and a lot of great artists on that label. So a good one, good company to join straight away.
Yeah.
But yeah,
oh,
this one's
awesome.
On Electric Periwinkle vinyl as well. I love the colours.
Electric Periwinkle.
They've always got such interesting names.
Okay, we're googling jovial.
Electric Periwinkle. I really like when you like discover an artist before they get really big, and I feel like this might be the case
for sure.
And getting the debut album and having that on vinyl,
totally. Yeah, it's always fun to find a little hidden gem, and I think that's like one of the beauties of buying vinyl is that you can find those hidden gems really easily, especially if you're flicking through and you pick something up, you like the look of it, you know.
Speaking of easily finding, that was so easy to find your website with this.
Southbound.co.nz.
There you go. Uh-huh. This is a shameless plug. Electric Periwinkle. We're looking at the vinyl now, and it's
stunning.
Pretty. It's pretty. I like it a lot.
You'd want this in your collection just for fun.
Just for the looks.
I reckon.
Yeah, looks fantastic. And yeah, great debut album from North London's Jovial.
Groovy.
Beautiful.
Let's have a listen.
You've chosen the track Hark for us.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Cool.
Oh my, not even them mouths can stop you. Not even them angels can help you. Not even your prayers will save you. I was born with grace, true child of Sunday. My tongue's my sharpest blade. I bet you wish you stayed. Hark, the angel, I'm no dream or a fable. We need to rose our slave. Even them mountains can stop you. Not even them angels can help you. Not even your prayers will save you.
I like this a lot. There's so many textures.
I'm gonna say it. Holy shit.
That's
a good song.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And a lot more on the debut album.
Yeah, you were saying that all of the songs feel quite different.
A lot of them feel quite different. I was just saying to you guys, like, while I was walking down here, I was kind of like, oh, who can I kind of, you know, who might like this? What can I compare this to? And every song was like a completely different thing. So you just gotta get into it, you know? It's a journey.
That's cool.
It's a journey you gotta take yourself on.
That's awesome.
And I'd highly recommend.
On the shelves now.
Yeah, Mount Crystal is the name of the album.
Nice.
Good.
Jovial.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that. And it's Electric Periwinkle.
Yeah. Brilliant.
The final album we've got today is Mark William Lewis's first album released on A24's brand new music label. So that's really exciting.
Oh, I didn't even know that A24 had a label.
Yeah, so he is the very first artist being released on A24. So it's a really, really exciting thing for just for A24 fans, because if you love the movies, you're probably going to like the music.
Totally.
They've obviously released music in the past on vinyl, which again, we have at Southbound Records. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of soundtracks, like Everything Everywhere All at Once and I Saw the TV Glow and things like that. There's like lots of different soundtracks that they have released, but they've never released an artist you know, who's just making the music on their own and it's not part of a soundtrack or one of their films. So this is really, really cool. Mark William Lewis, if you're like, if you're into King Krul, you'll love this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very King Krul vibes. Some of the early like Mount Kimby stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's that very like gloomy, kind of like dystopian feeling folk, like experimental folk. Does that make sense?
I also all you miserable indie people out there are going to love this.
Yeah.
Gonna eat this up.
One that came to mind is like potentially maybe even early Dean Blunt or like a
particular
era of Dean Blunt is
definitely
very similar.
Yeah.
We've been absolutely honing it up here at the station.
Yeah.
We love Mark Williams Lewis.
Yeah.
It's just
the two
so
singles
cool
from this record have been like really, really great and really, really well received as well.
Yeah.
And of course, it being on A24 is just a very, very cool thing, especially to hold this and be like, this is the first release that's ever being
collecting these.
People are going to start collecting them. You know, there's a big collector's market for people who actually are really into the A24 stuff and collect the physical of all the movies and things like that and all the merchandise and things like that. So very cool that we've now got artists being released on A24's independent label as well.
How cool.
Mm, very, very cool.
Just a whole lot of firsts and also a great album on its own.
Yeah.
You know, regardless.
Yeah, absolutely. He has released, I think he released another album last year or the year before, maybe 2023.
Mm.
Very similar sounding.
Yes.
Not on A24, of course, but this one. Here it is.
Mm.
It's his second album.
Cool.
Very good. We're going to listen to Skeletons Coupling from Mark William Lewis. Thank you very much, Cam.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Southbound.
Thanks, Southbound.
I think it's a gloomy weekend ahead, which means it's perfect weather to get out there and buy some wax.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll see you there.
Thank you so much.
132 Simon Street. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.